is a team game. Yes, there's a game. And yes, there's a prizes. Prizes are on the back. They're the little candy jars. So the team that wins will get can go back and get themselves a candy jar. Nothing else, you might just want the bell jar. It's kind of nice. So I want to illustrate more about the good work that we can be doing. So we as a team are going to be playing Scattergories. Have anyone here ever played Scattergories before? So what I'm going to give you 2 minutes. And when I say go, you guys, as a table, are going to come up with all the different good that we as Christian women should be engaged in doing and not grow weary of. I want to give you an example, disciplining our children. Today's culture kind of discourages us from disciplining our kids. But that's not what God would have us to do. He wants us to discipline our children. And like I said before, it's often out of our comfort zone. It takes energy. It takes consistency. It takes time. It takes a lot of effort, especially if you have strong-willed children, to discipline them. And the reward is often farther along, way down the road. I remember distinctly when my son John, who briefly in his life was a teacher, decided he's not a teacher anymore, but he was a teacher, and he came home from teaching. He was in Stafford, Kansas. That's right, Stafford, Kansas. And he came home, and he's like, I want to give you a big hug. I'm like, what for? And he goes, I want to thank you for spanking me. I'm like, okay. So I had to wait for like 20 years to hear that. Thank you. So that's an example of good work that we need to be engaged in. There's so much out there, so many different things that we as Christians can easily get weary of doing. So at your table, brainstorm. I'm going to join my table here because they're low in numbers. And start writing, because what happens is we're going to go around the room, and I need a scribe. The person I was going to call on isn't here. Who has really nice handwriting? Oh, come on. No. I think you've just been elected. Well, we are going to come up here, and we're going to go around the table, and someone's going to say a good deed, good work that we're going to be engaged in, and you're going to write it down. You're going to write it really large. And the next table can't use that. You have to scratch that off your list. And we keep going around until one table is left that still has. So the idea is to think fast. Okay, so I'm going to step right here. Everyone else is going to start. No, you can be thinking.
Should I use one on the table?
Oh, here. Here's one. Yes, this one. Knock yourself out. Okay. So remember, you have to use your outside voices. I'm hard of hearing. So let's start with my table. What do you got? Mark it off. Okay, now we're going to go to, what's the color of your table?
Green.
Missing sick.
You heard us.
No, we were too busy over here.
Okay, Jeannie, what color is your table?
Blue.
Being an example. Driving the needy. You guys remember the order you were in? Can you just do it?
Praying with others.
Praying with others. You can take that off. Let's start a new one. I'm so excited. Look at how many new words are coming up with. Okay. Keep going. Don't wait on me.
In time for others.
Okay.
Taking time for others.
She's yawning. We gotta do that.
Sending cards.
Sending cards. Now
helped her husband teach me the truth. She put up with craziness from me. And she's just... I mean, she really did. And she spoke at another Bible study that I have for ladies years ago, if you remember that. And she's just very talented, and I could just cry talking about it. And we all know, well, especially first-generation Christians here, raise your hand if you're a first-generation Christian. You all remember, right, the person that brought the truth into your life and helped you. And so that's who Bonnie and her husband are to me. They're just a joy of life.